Muhammad, peace be upon him, and Moses, peace be upon him. Muhammad praised highly the prophet Moses and indicated that on the day of resurrection he will see Moses standing and holding the side of the throne of Allah. Sahih al-Bukhari 4157 3408 4159 3414. On another occasion, when Muhammad came to Medina and found that Jews fasted on the day of Ashura, which God saved the children of Israel from Pharaoh of Egypt, he asked Muslims to fast this day voluntarily because Moses fasted that day as an expression of thanks to God. The day of Ashura is on the 10th of the first month of the lunar calendar. Approximately one-third of the Quran talks about Moses and the incidents the children of Israel went through. In addition, the Quran mentions some of the prophets who were sent to the children of Israel, such as Aaron, Zechariah, and John. The Quran mentions that God spoke to Moses and described him as one of the five messengers and prophets who had heavy missions, ulul azim. God took from them a solemn covenant. The five messengers are Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, peace be upon all of them. See Quran chapter 33, verse 7. Moses died near or at the Mount Nebo, which overlooks the Dead Sea and the land of Palestine. A memorial was built on the mount, which became an important tourist attraction in Jordan. Muslims see many similarities between Moses and Muhammad. Both were prophets and messengers who brought a divine book that included God's law and commandments. Both led their people and lived among them for a long period of time. Both married and had children.